Life's two inevitabilities, death and taxes, find sweet embrace in estate taxes. Some families struggle with how to transfer family wealth and assets to the next generation. A new law goes into effect next year, changing estate tax rates and limits. Clint Stretch is the director of tax policy at the accounting firm Deloitte & Touche.
Well, the estate tax really comes in two pieces. The long-term plan is a repeal in 2010. The short-term fix in between now and then is to lower the top rate down from 55% down to eventually 45% and to increase the exemption amount that allows currently $675,000 to pass without any estate tax to move that up to $1 million next year and eventually to $3.5 million.
So what happens now to start phasing it out?
What happens now is right away next year they drop the top rate to 50%. They move the exemption amount up to $1 million.
Now, what do these changes mean for people with smaller estates?
Well, smaller estates are protected from any real change in their taxation because they have, if they're below the level of 675 now, they're not paying tax. If they're a little bit above that, they're going to benefit from a repeal of the estate tax, and they're going to continue to have a step up in basis on their assets so that there's no income tax on those assets.
What about the gift tax? I keep reminding people that it's okay to give me up to $10,000 without paying taxes.
Well, the gift tax is kept in place. They move the exemption amount up to $1 million. But other than that, the gift tax is going to stay in place. Eventually, the rate will come down to 35%. So it's an odd world in which we're going to really have an incentive to keep money in the hands of older people and have it go through the estate tax system where there's no transfer tax instead of having them gift that to their children, because if they gift that to their children, there's going to be a tax.
So how will these changes affect the way people pass on their businesses, their farms, and other assets to their children?
Well, as we look at it, it will make it easier to pass it on because there won't be any estate tax, but it will mean that people wait until death to do these things and won't do them as lifetime transfers. So that's going to clog up the flow of capital between generations.
Now, in 2010, is the estate tax actually gone?
2010, it's gone, but there's a sunset provision that brings it right back in 2011. That's an artifact of the budget rules. What it guarantees people is that they're going to have to come back and revisit this whole subject at least once and probably more often over the next 10 years.
Well, that's the right hand giveth and the left hand taketh away.
Well, it's a choice that they made to do this under budget rules. They couldn't pass this bill under normal Senate procedures. They needed some special protections. And when you use those special protections, you get constraints on what you're allowed to do. And this is the most bizarre of those constraints.
Now, does it come back to where it was, say, last year?
Everything in this bill disappears in 2011.
So it goes back to the $600,000?
$675,000, absolutely.
Clint Stretch is the director of tax policy at the accounting firm of Deloitte & Touche.